Just Speak is a group focused on the reform of the criminal justice system in Aotearoa. They've launched a campaign to get the government to reconsider the ban on prisoner voting rights after a Supreme Court decision said the law was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act. BFM reporter Harry Willis and former host of the Thursday Wire spoke with Tanya Sawicki-Mead from Just Speak about the campaign, first asking her to explain the history of prisoner voting legislation.
The most recent law changed in 2010, which was a members bill by National MP, one-term National MP Paul Quinn, and he basically decided that that the law should become more restrictive and that it should ban every single person who's in prison, whether they're there for a day, a month or a year, from voting at all. Prior to that, the 1993 Electoral Act had essentially said you're only banned from voting if you were serving a sentence of 3 years or more.
Mm. So is that voting for that election year, or is that voting for any election term
that happened? Yeah, so I think what the practical implications of the last one were was that, you know, if you were in essentially in prison during an electoral term, you weren't able to vote. Mm. I think that was the rationale for the 3 years, but also it also speaks to 3 years as being a threshold for being seen as some kind of threshold for what constituted a serious crime. Mm. But really, I think that where we've come from is an attitude where people for a long time believed that lots of people didn't deserve the right to vote, whether it was women, Māori people who didn't own property, Māori men who didn't own property, or people under 21. And what we've done is slowly clawed our way to a point where we believe that everyone is born equally equal, and everyone has an equal right to play a part in the society to determine who governs them. And prisoners having that right has something that we've also made progress toward over the last few decades. But with this 2010 amendment, we really slipped back.
Yeah, it's
and
quite,
I think what's really on.
Sorry, it's quite concerning that it's as recent as 2010. I mean, what were the grounds on that amendment being passed in the first place?
There were no grounds, as far as we were told. There were no grounds offered by the MP who passed this legislation.
Right.
Mm. Essentially, it was a members' bill. It came to the House. The Parliament at the time, which was National Party, was in government, passed it to the Justice Committee rather than the Electoral Committee. And then that committee was open to public submissions. Two were given in support of it. One of them was from Paul Quinn himself, and 50 were made in opposition. But when the Select Committee reported back to Parliament, they didn't provide any real analysis of the rationale for why people should be denied the right to vote, which is extremely concerning. It was a really anti-democratic process in many ways. And I think it set quite a scary precedent that with such little fanfare or debate, you could deny such a large portion of our population a fundamental human right.
Yeah, it's especially relevant in New Zealand, which is a country that certainly claims to be a champion for these equal rights. But
absolutely, yeah. I think the hypocrisy of it in this year when we're celebrating 125 years of women's suffrage is very prominent because, you know, we really like to think about ourselves as a place where we were well ahead of the pack when it comes to recognising that everyone has a basic human right to participate in their society, to choose who governs them and who makes the laws that they're subject to. And so it really stung in a way that that such little thought was put into taking that away from so many people. And that's why it's particularly, we're really pleased to see that the Supreme Court obviously ruled that the 2010 amendment was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights and that it's now on Parliament to do something about it.
Yes, so you've got a lot of support behind you in this campaign. I mean, the Green Party as well have called for the Justice Minister to act. What is the next move for this? Is the petition online?
We've got a petition on our action station in which we're calling on the government to prioritise this as a matter of some urgency, particularly given that many members of the government, while they're in opposition, spoke of their distaste for and the opposition to this ban. And we'd like to present that to them early next year, I think. And then after that, we'd really like to continue to build up some public pressure. I think we really want to share more stories of people who've been shut out from this process and how that made them feel. To essentially, I guess, encourage people to think about the contradictions inherent in this, that we've denied people this vote. There was no debate about it. there was no justifiable reason, and now we've got an opportunity to do something about it.
Yes, that was Tanya Sawicki-Mead from Just Speak. I then spoke with Green MP Gulruz Gariman, who has called on the government to lift the ban on prisoner voting. She had an exchange in Parliament this week with Stuart Nash, who is standing in for the Minister of Justice, Andrew Little, about the law, and here's a short clip of that exchange.
My question is to the Minister for Justice and asks, will he commit to overturning the ban on voting for people in prisons?
The Honourable Stuart.
On behalf of the Minister of Justice, the Supreme Court decision was that the 2010 ban on prisoner voting is inconsistent with the Bill of Rights. The first step is for the government to consider the Supreme Court ruling in regards to declarations of inconsistency. Every now and again, Parliament does pass a law that is consistent with the Bill of Rights. Earlier this year, Cabinet agreed in principle that the senior court should have the power to declare legislation inconsistent with the Bill of Rights and to provide a mechanism for the government and Parliament to respond. We are continuing this work. On prisoner voting rights, while we understand the issue, the government is yet to consider it and it is not a priority for the time being. The government is committed to reforming the criminal justice system and this takes priority for now.
Supplementary. Does the minister agree with a 2014 statement from then New Zealand First Justice spokesperson Dennis O'Rourke, who said, prisoners should have the right to vote. When people are sentenced to prison, their punishment is imprisonment. It's not the loss of human rights or democratic rights.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, Dennis O'Rourke is a good man and I do agree with him. But as mentioned, this issue is not our number one priority at this stage. Reforming the criminal justice system is, and we look forward to working with the Green Party and really making a difference in this space.
Does the Minister agree with his own 2014 statement on people in prison voting? Quote, the current law in our view is wrong and it needs to be changed and we will change it.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, as an MP, of course I agree with statements I have made. However, speaking as a Minister, this government has not had a discussion around this issue and therefore does not have a position.
Yes, I then spoke with Gulruz about the Greens' position on prisoner voting.
What is the Green Party's position on prisoner voting rights? Is it that they should return to the kind of pre-2010 law that if you're serving under 3 years, you should get a vote, or should all prisoners be able to vote?
All prisoners should be able to vote. Mm-hmm. So we say that imprisonment shouldn't affect your other fundamental human rights, which is something that the Supreme Court agrees with and is, you know, is a baseline, essentially. If we are going to have a Bill of Rights Act and a Human Rights Act, then we do need those rights to be universal.
And are you concerned that the Labor Party has said it's not a priority for them?
Yeah, well, we'd like to make it a priority because it is actually really unprecedented for the New Zealand Supreme Court to sort of say actually legislation is inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act. And more than that, we know that prisoners being engaged with their communities is essential to their rehabilitation and reintegration safely back into the community. So it is a priority of this government to bring down the prison population, which means bringing down reoffending and making rehabilitation a key focus of our justice system. So for those reasons, it really does need to be a priority.
Do you think they're not prioritising it because New Zealand First likely wouldn't support the removal of the voting ban?
I think it's just that it's part of a sort of the package of justice, as the minister said yesterday, and we say it should move up the ranks to becoming a key priority, and they say that they're going to wait for the full justice review and essentially. My point is that if we know that fundamental rights are being breached, that does make it a priority. So we're very, very happy that the justice review is happening and we're finally going to have a justice system that's going to focus on, actually reducing the prison population, reducing crime, all of those things. But on this discrete point, we just need to move it up the ranks.
And why is it so important that prisoners are able to vote?
Well, it's important that our justice system has the kind of integrity that, you know, modern democracies have, where it's important that we say that actually you have human rights because you're human, not because you're good, and everyone has them. And I mean, if we look at the demographics that our system of justice targets, It's disproportionately Māori, it's disproportionately communities that are lower socioeconomic, and have all sorts of indicators that go with prejudice and disenfranchisement in all the different areas of life, like health and housing and all of that. So to say that we're going to lock you up disproportionately and then we're going to take away your democratic rights is really wrong, and that's why the Supreme Court intervened.
And so the Greens believe that every prisoner should have a right to vote, but even when Labor has been talking about removing the ban, they've said that will only apply to those serving under 3 years. How are you going to try and push the point that all prisoners should be able to vote?
Well, I've put electoral reform on the agenda with the minister from day one, and we do meet regularly, so that's something that we'll just have to keep talking about. But it's really inconsistent to say that, you know, your fundamental human rights shouldn't be affected by imprisonment, except if you're, you know, so it shouldn't really depend on the sentence. That doesn't really make sense. And in terms of the rehabilitation and reintegration point, it certainly doesn't make sense. Because, you know, if you lock people up for longer and you disenfranchise them for longer, then release them into the community without that connection, then that doesn't serve anyone's interest.